This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, we're all set. Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I expect my voice will be getting better and stronger each day as we progress. Rich Heben, I mentioned the nomenclature T12, T8. T5. That refers to the diameter of fluorescent long style light bulbs or light tubes. So if you were in a large department store and you looked at the ceiling maybe 15 years ago, you would see these everywhere. Walmart, didn't matter. They all use these long 8-foot fluorescent light tubes because they were extremely efficient and they lasted a long time. The nomenclature T12 stands for eighths of an inch. So T12 would be 12 eighths of an inch in diameter, which is an inch and a half. Well, the federal government decided that this was unacceptable. So in 2009, the Department of Energy, federal government, decided that T12 light bulbs would be phased out. And they would have to cease after July 14th, 2012. Now, there's some companies that manufactured a lot of them, namely Philips in Sylvania, and they were granted 2-year extensions to the phase-out. So our government is telling these companies, you will not manufacture these T12 fluorescent light bulbs, which were ubiquitous. They're everywhere. After July 14th, 2012. Well, for some reason, some of them are still manufactured. And they're called the high color reference index T12s. But there aren't very many of them. The last case of new light bulbs that I bought them in Virginia. And I brought them with me to Missouri. It's a case of 15 of them. It was $28 for all 15. And that's in the box. It's a pretty substantial box because it's 8 feet long. And these are pretty fragile fluorescent glass tubes. So, less than $2 a piece. It's kind of nice. Now, how long do they last? Well, at a minimum, about 18,000 hours. That's 5 years typically. 10 hours a day. But if you don't turn them on an awful lot, which is typically the case, they last about 10 years. Now, if you look at the fluorescent fixture, it's a metal box, usually it's painted white, and it has a couple ends on it that support the lamps or the bulbs or the tubes. And inside that metal box is a transformer called a ballast, B-A-L-A-S-T. When I bought the fluorescent fixtures for our farm here in Missouri, I bought 21 of them. 21. 7 of them are in our automotive shop. and they work really well. They produce a lot of light, and they're quite efficient. Well, they were about $28 to $29 each. Eventually, the ballasts burn out, the tubes burn out. So I thought, let me just see what's going on, because I see fewer and fewer of these 12-foot bulbs available for sale. Well, now the bulbs are about $8 a piece, if you can find them. $8 each. It used to be two. Less than two. And the ballasts are about $40. So inside this metal box of the fluorescent fixture is a ballast. It's a pretty heavy transformer. It's rectangular. They do burn out. About $40 plus. If you buy one, if you can find one, $10 shipping, so, or $12 shipping, so it's about $52 for the ballast now. Well, the federal government made it really hard to get these fluorescent light bulbs. And there are no electronic ballasts that you can buy that are made in this country today. You can find them used, but you can't buy new ones manufactured. You know, recent manufacturer in this country. You might be able to get new old stock, but we're not making them anymore. Another thing that has happened to manufacturing. So the companies that used to make them don't make them anymore in this country. I'm livid because I've got 21 of these fixtures. Now, the government tells me that it's not so bad. I can just change the connectors on the end, or the holders that hold the lamps in place. And I can replace the T12s with T8s. So instead of being an inch and a half in diameter, they're an inch in diameter. They use a little bit less electricity. It's kind of nice. And all I have to do is buy new bulbs. Well, new bulbs cost more than the T12s. And I have to buy new ends to hold them on. And I have to buy new ballasts. Which really means I have to buy a new fixture. Because the only thing that's left after you change the lamp holders and the ballast is the empty metal box of the fixture. This is what our government's done to us. And it's worse than that. Yesterday I happened to be in Springfield, and we had the pickup truck. It has an 8-foot bed. It's a regular cab, you know, just kind of like bench seat. Basic truck. 8-foot bed. Had a doctor's appointment. And we knew that there was a guy selling fluorescent light bulbs. Used ones. Who do you know that buys used light bulbs? Besides me, right? Well, the reason I was buying them is because where else am I going to get them? Now, why was this guy selling the used ones? Because the landlord of his business decided to change out all of the T12 8-foot light bulbs and put in LEDs because they use less electricity. So this was a business that sold products. And I met the owner, and I really like him, a great guy. We started talking about it, and I said, you know, when I walked in here, you know, I noticed the lighting's kind of different. I really didn't want to say strange. The color of the lighting was off to me. And if you looked up at the ceiling, you'd see all these little LEDs firing off and like little high-intensity spots where it used to be kind of a warmer glow with the fluorescent lighting. He said, yeah, you're right. Takes a while to get used to. Now, the problem with that is, if a customer comes in for the first time, it doesn't feel so good. It's actually dimmer. It's less bright, less inviting, less conducive to buying things. Well, I was the only guy that wanted his light bulbs. Why would anybody want to buy light bulbs for lighting that is discontinued, no longer manufactured in this country anymore. Because I've got 21 fixtures. That's why. And to me, it's absolutely nuts to buy all new fixtures because some jerk in the government decides we're going to do away with T12 bulbs. And we're going to shut down that production across the entire country. It makes me furious. So now I got to go around scrounging to find fluorescent bulbs. Now, I could switch to LEDs, but I don't like raw LEDs without filters. Why? Because of the ultraviolet light. Why? Because they can damage your vision. So I told the owner of this company, I said, don't look up. He asked me why. I said, because it'll damage your eyes. He said, no one ever told him that. I said, well, that's why I just told you. Because no one ever told you. That's why I did. Because I knew that no one ever told you. Why would they tell you? I said, did they tell you that your cell phone was going to give you cancer? And then he got it. And then he understood. Now, yeah, we're going to use less watts with LEDs. LEDs. They claim 50,000 hours. That's a heck of a lot better than 36,000 for fluorescent tubes. No question about it. No question about it. Darn near double. But when they say 50,000 hours, they say for the LEDs, not for the circuitry that drives the LEDs. Because that doesn't last anywhere near 50,000. So, when your LED light bulbs stop working, the manufacturer can say, well, yeah, that's right, but it's not the LEDs, because they still work. It's the other circuitry that's welded inside the plastic housing that you can't replace. That's actually what failed. But the LEDs are probably still good. But overall, you can't use them because the rest of the circuitry that makes the LEDs work has failed. That's where we are today. So we used to have a fixture that had a metal box in it, a ballast with, let's see, six wires. And you could replace it. You could replace it yourself with wire strippers, wire nuts, and a screwdriver. You can change your own bulbs. Not anymore. Now you just take out the old LED tube and throw it away. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, if somebody told me 15 years ago that the government would shut down the manufacturing of the most common fluorescent bulb technology ever, I would have been hard-pressed to believe it. How long have these things been operational, the T-12s? About 80 years. 80 years. Now, are they energy wasters? Hardly. Hardly. They work really, really well. They work so well that they were everywhere. And now we've shut down just about all the manufacturing. We still make a few of these specialty bulbs, but they're really expensive. You know, the common ones like you'd see in garages, service centers, stores, industry. They don't make them anymore. And we don't make the ballast anymore either. And it's all in the pursuit of using less energy. Well, that's a great idea. The only problem is we don't make LEDs in this country. They're all made in China. So all those LED light bulbs come from China, whether they say Philips or Sylvania or whatever brand name happens to be on them that you might recognize as an American once upon a time brand. They're not made here. They're made in China. So you've been sold out by the light bulb companies. You've been sold out by your government. And so When I was at this business yesterday, getting these light bulbs, the owner said, well, how many would you like? I'm sorry, one of his assistants said, how many would you like? And I said, all of them. And she was kind of surprised when I said, I'd like all of them. And I said, well, just tell me how much they are. And she said, well, you know, they're used. I said, yes. And she said, I don't want to rip you off. So, $20. I said, that'd be fine. So I bought 47 light bulbs for $20. And I don't think it's quite a lifetime supply because they're used. But what else am I going to do? Where else am I going to get them? Now, you can find them on the internet for $100 a box of 10. $100 a box of 10. Plus $40 shipping. Seems kind of extreme since the box is so light. However, I understand the shipping costs because the box is 8 feet long. Actually, it's a little longer than 8 feet. Maybe 8 feet, 2 inches. We've lost our way, class. And I blame a lot of this on Hillary Clinton. She's the main ingredient in the killing of the incandescent light bulb. When I lived on the East Coast, I was growing up in a house in the countryside. And my parents saved and saved and saved and decided to build a new house. And that house, when we bought it, had light bulbs, you know, in the closets. And in the front entry, the door that most of us would go in, there was a coat closet. And in the ceiling of that closet was a light bulb. And the switch was built into the door. So when you open the door, the light switch would... It was part of the door casing. And it would automatically turn the light on. So you didn't have to flip a switch. It was the coolest thing. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, there's only one of those in the house that was in this particular closet. That's so you could see in there. And the builder put a light bulb in there. That light bulb lasted the entire length of time that we lived in that house. That one light bulb. We never changed it. I would say it's over 20 years. So there's something to be said with being able to make light bulbs that last a long time, that work. And that was the right light bulb for that environment. On, off, on, off, on, off, many times a day. A fluorescent light fixture is not the right fixture for that because the light fixtures for on, off, are not for us. That's not the best choice. Incandescent is. We'll be right back.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data. With ID Stronghold wallets, other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Professor Achievins with us. Off-grid Montana. .com. I'd like to share something with you, Rich. You know, we have never talked about this. I got a call this morning from one of our farmer neighbors. And evidently he was on the road and he looked at his oil pressure gauge on the dashboard of his Chevrolet pickup truck. And he was quite alarmed because it was pegged at 80 pounds. Normally it's about 40 pounds. You know, 40 pounds is the middle of the gauge. And the gauges are designed so that normal operating temperature is middle of the gauge. Normal oil pressures, middle of the gauge. Normal battery voltage, middle of the gauge. Well, this thing is pegged all the way to the right. And he was quite concerned, so he had his cell phone and he called the house and he wanted to know what to do. He wanted to come over. He was on the road and he wanted to come over right away and have us fix it. Well, I'm on the air right now. I'm not really going to be able to help him until I get off the air. But here's what it's called an oil pressure sending unit. That's the old term that I know. Now it's called an oil pressure switch. That's this little screw-in pipe thread piece. It's about the size of maybe 6 quarters stacked one on top of the next on top of the next. It's small. It has one wire lead. And it just threads in. But you have to have a special socket to unscrew it and replace it. When I was selling auto parts back in the 1970s, these parts were common. And they were about $3. During the break, I looked it up. Went to AutoZone. AutoZone.com, looked up for his 2006 truck, $54.49. I can't believe it. I can't believe that a $3 part is now $54. However, let's say you've got one of these fail in your vehicle and you bring it in to the dealer and you say, well, geez, you know, I'm really kind of worried about this. And they go, well, this could be bad. Let's check it out. How much do you think that repair is going to be for that what used to be a $3 part? You're going to not have your vehicle for the day. The part is going to, well, it's $54 at AutoZone, so it's probably more expensive at General Motors or Chevrolet. Plus the expert mechanic that's going to charge you, or the dealer's going to charge you for the expert mechanic labor, you're probably looking at $150 for what used to be a $3 part. Which, Rich, is what I mentioned to you last night on the phone, why people buy new cars. Because they can't afford to have problems with their older cars. Because they've got to go to work. They can't have their car laid up for a day because of some oil pressure sending switch that failed, or a fuel pump or a fuel filter. They just can't do it. So even a serpentine belt that drives the alternator and the fan and the air conditioning compressor and the power steering pump, they can't afford to be down with simple common maintenance items. They can't do it. And they don't know how to diagnose the problem. So they're stuck. They're stuck with replacing their vehicle. Unbelievable. It's like this darn fluorescent light bulb fixture problem. Well, all you have to do, heck, you don't have to worry about buying new bulbs. Just get a new fixture. Now what do you do with the old fixture? Throw it in the landfill. This is crazy. We've gone from a society that used to repair and replace and reuse and make do to a society that buys new crap, doesn't know how to manage it, doesn't know how to live with it, calls somebody to replace it, and what's left over goes in the landfill. And the new stuff comes from China. Now, who do you blame? It's easy. You blame corporate greed, and you blame the government. Because that's squarely where the blame lies. Those are the people who've done it to us. Not the bottom 93%. We'd love to have jobs. We'd love to be productive. But we can't. Because they won't let us.
Vince, Richard, may I throw my 2 cents, please?
Oh, please do.
Okay. I haven't had an opportunity to respond to a lot of the things you've been saying, so I know we're running out of time, so I just want to discuss some of the things that you talked about. First of all, everything has to be sanctioned from the top down. Everything that's being said, everything that's being done, And one thing we don't do here on USA Prepares is wait for the elite to tell us what to say and what to do and what to think and how to do it and who to do it with. So, you know, first of all, a lot of this so-called for the benefit of less energy is a bunch of crap. It's basically the feather the nest of the executives. You talked a lot about a disposable economy, no little guy representation, and whether it be cell phones, you didn't mention 5G, but I'm going to mention it, and so many things, DSL that's making us sick, in order to move the GDP numbers, which the GDP is basically a worthless barometer because it's all rigged. Has nothing to do with economic growth anymore. It's all propaganda to sell government debt. And what we really need is to reduce government size and cut government spending and give to the people who put into the kitty, like Social Security, for example, and not the other hundreds of other so-called social programs that's used to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, which is destroying America from within. So basically, what all these things that we're talking about right now is an offshoot of Keynesian economics, okay? And as you know, I blame demographics, central bank, corrupt monetary policies, Keynesian economics, and group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, for our woes. And what Keynesian economics really is when in doubt, inflate. So part of this disposable economy, that's going to, you know, let's get something new, even though it's not better. Let's basically make our money worth less and make you have to buy more. So that's basically what inflation is. And we've been doing this for about 80 years, and all it does is make it easier for the wealthy, okay? It's taking the money out of the pockets of the bottom 93% and giving it to the wealthy. It's central bank, top-down, no accountability, elite control, corruption and manipulation that's creating this incognito caste system. And what's the other word for that? Status quo. So now the government spends a lot of money because the private sector is broke. They've put themselves in the corner. So is the central bank, so is the big banks. We've basically kept these people afloat with liquidity by printing money, whether you call it QE, whatever the heck you call it, to increase GDP, which you got to create like $6 of debt to create $1 of increased GDP. And this is why I say we have to, as a people, as the little people, stop allowing the elite to use these artificial, inflated, not even... So many of these words don't even mean anything anymore. They've been hijacked by definition. For the bottom 93%, instead of saying increased GDP, it's not equivalent to happiness. We have to basically look at savings and debt-free, okay? Savings in the pockets for the bottom 93% and being debt-free is what moves economy, not printing money. Because as I mentioned earlier in the show, and I do often, 95% of the printed money goes to the top 1-7%. It depends on what you read, but it's in that category. And that's one of the reasons I talked about the bottom 93% versus the top 7%. So this Keynesian economics is what, Vince, you were talking about from the corporate standpoint, the government standpoint. It's elite interventionism at every level. Basically, print now, let's inflate everything, buy now, and pay later. And this has gotten us into, we're almost pinned. We almost have our backs to the floor. And this is why they're talking about giving all this, the so-called income, universal income. Basically, you're going to have to sign the dotted line, just like a lot of the so-called celebrities and athletes who get all this airtime with microphones, they signed on the dotted line in the back rooms to say, you got to promote the Democrat. You got to promote liberal. You got to promote progressivism. All it is, it's been hijacked by the globalists. I think a lot of people have woken up and can see this. It's basically eliminating, it's like closing the door on the people for the chance of prosperity. I've been in Montana 31 years. It's no secret I came here for outdoor adventure, for hunting and fishing, for living off the land, living off the grid, growing my own produce, you know, I've always wanted to give tours on edible and medicinal plants. I try to help people around every corner. But I'm still going to stand for principle, and that is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, truth. And if someone gets away with less consequences for their behavior because of their race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, everybody should do it, okay? And that's where practice what you preach laws comes into. But what we need to do is make sure that these people can't get away with murdering the bottom 93%. Because elite interventionism, Keynesian teachings, allows government to literally shift asset and liability columns. It allows for creative accounting and manipulation and deception. There's nothing real about these numbers. And this is why I talk economic 101 all the time, America. It's not to be condescending to you, but we have to really use the rationale equally of financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient, why we need to stand up for the little people, why we need to have hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and word of honor in commerce. I don't care what people do in the back rooms in their own homes. That's your business. But in commerce, you shake your hand, you have to base it on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and word of honor. We don't have that anymore because the elite are taking that away because they're making us fight against one another. Vince?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Gun show loophole coming up. Yeah.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
You've got your. Take my. You got the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gun show loophole. There's no such thing. That's the term that the elite media uses to make you feel, make you believe that people who go to gun shows are getting away with something they shouldn't be getting away with. So, what is a gun show loophole? Well, let's say two people go, they don't know each other, and they go to a gun show. And one guy's got a rifle. And he doesn't need it anymore, doesn't want it anymore. I say it's a lever action, like a 30-30 deer rifle. And he decides that, you know, it's been working really well for all the time that he's had it, but he'd rather have a bolt action with a stronger lockup. So he brings that lever action rifle to the gun show. He walks around with it. He's got a little sign on it that says for sale. And, you know, he pays his admission, he pays his $10 to get into the gun show, and someone comes up to him and says, hey, that's a Marlin 3030, right? And the guy who owns it says, yeah, would you like to see it? And the potential buyer says, yeah, if that'd be okay. And so the owner of the rifles hands it to the guy who's interested in looking at it, and says, oh, I'd like to buy this if it's for sale. How much you want for it? And let's say the seller says, I'd like $400. And the buyer says, you know what? I kind of like that, but I was thinking $350. So I says, okay. You live in Missouri? And the potential buyer says, yes. And the seller says, I do too. So if you're not a felon, this is a perfectly above board transaction. Perfectly above board. It's kind of like Oh, let's say you had a refrigerator and you wanted to sell it. Personal property. It's your refrigerator. You bought it. You didn't steal it. And you want a different one. So you put a for sale sign on it and put it on the curb or in your driveway, and people drive by on Saturday and somebody stops by and says, I'd like to buy it. How much is it? $400. Really, I was thinking $350. Okay, $350 is good. Then the refrigerator sold. Well, that's called a gun show loophole. Well, it's perfectly legal to do that. If you're selling your private, if you own the item and you're not a felon, you can sell it. And if you're not a felon, you can buy it. It's as simple as that. You don't need to tell the government that you've done it in most places. Now, there might be some foreign places that I wouldn't want to be in, like New York City, where you can't do that. The government wants to be involved. But I don't live there by choice. I live in a place where I can sell my personal property. So if I wanted to sell a gun, I could. If I wanted to buy a gun, I could. I don't have to register a gun. But I would have to have a background check if I wanted to buy a new one from a dealer. But you don't have to buy one from a dealer. You can buy one from somebody else who bought it and wants to sell it. Just like I don't buy cars from dealers. I don't buy new cars. I buy used cars and trucks. For a lot of reasons. One of them is price. Well, same thing's true with guns. You ever come in on the gun show loophole, as it's referred to by the elite media? Rich?
Well, since you went on guns, and it looks like we're out of time, keep in mind 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. They're talking about making it 21 to buy guns, but let's make it 21 to vote. 1 million kids under 6 years old is on psychotropic drugs. You don't think that affects them when they get older? The doctors and pharmaceutical companies need to be liable. Liable. This?
Yeah, and video games. Hey, how about these video games that teach people, young people, to beat them up, blow them up, shoot them down, hit the reset button, and let's kill more. They need to stop. That's something we need to do right now. Rich, even thanks so much. I'll see you on Friday.
Sounds good. See ya.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.